Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in 1 Samuel 13, and we're looking at verse 12, which tells us that King Saul offered a burnt offering. And one of the reasons he did this, even though the prophet Samuel told him to wait, was this. King Saul said, "I had not sought the favor of the Lord, so I forced myself and offered the burnt offering." So here's what's going on. Saul knew what the command from Samuel was. He knew he was to wait for 7 days on Samuel. But when Samuel didn't come according to Saul's convenience, then Saul thought it necessary to offer the sacrifice himself in order to secure the Lord's favor. So catch that. Saul believed that going about the Lord's work, but not in the Lord's way, not according to the Lord's word, would secure the Lord's favor. Saul thought that the way the sacrifice was done didn't really matter at all, so long as it was done. Well, what is that? That is a belief in a ritualistic ceremony. That is Saul attempting to secure God's favor and do God's work, but according to Saul's ways and authority. So listen, Christian, and listen up, churches. We risk the same consequences today when we try to adapt our worship and our ways to satisfy ourselves, even though they go against God's clear word, and still expect God's blessing because God knows my heart. Well, yes, He knows your heart, and your heart is obviously far from wanting to serve and obey God's word. Your heart is telling you that your authority is greater than God's authority. Your heart is telling you that any old way will do when God's word clearly says something different. So do you think God will bless a marriage just because the ceremony took place in a church, when in reality there's no intention of being a biblical wife or biblical husband? Do you think God will bless a church just because they have a worship service, even if the church softens up the word of God? All of this and much more, Samuel would say to Saul and to us, "You have done foolishly." So as you seek to follow the Lord day by day, remember that it's done through trusting obedience to His revealed word. And as you pray today, please remember Yairo Bonilla, our changemaker missionary in Costa Rica. And also remember the Taboli Lower broadcast that's heard throughout the Philippines.